Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Why'd you drink pickle juice?
I love pickles. Bread and butter pickles, dill pickles, fresh pickles, picklebacks, anything.
So if they sold pickle juice like in six packs, you'd buy it?
Well, I don't know if I'd drink a whole six pack, but I do. I like to take a sip of the pickle jar when I have a pickle.
Is that to cleanse anything situational?
No, I just have a salt tooth.
I just love the pickle juice.
Yes, I love the brine. I love the salt.
It's supposed to be good for you, too.
Yeah.
Do you drink it, Mary?
No.
Mary had your back there. Avery Carlson joins us. This is the most valuable person on the planet, sponsored by MegaPros. Good morning, Avery.
Morning. How are you guys?
You don't drink pickle juice, do you?
No. Okay. I don't really like pickles, actually.
Well,
it's okay. I still like you, Avery.
And Avery, we talk about rescuing dogs and cats and things all the time. Nobody ever talks about rescuing horses. You've got quite an amazing thing going here.
Yes, yes.
All right.
So one thing people tend to forget that, you know, horses aren't really the same as dogs and cats, so people tend to, like, overlook them and think, you know, you rescue a dog, you rescue a cat, and then you overlook a horse, really.
Yeah, and then and you think, well, horses have a lifespan and they're fine and all that, but in the case that this seems to have inspired you most, you rescued a horse from a kill pen in Oklahoma, a severely burned horse, Emma, a quarter horse, Lipizzan. You rescued this horse and you were kind of off to the races at that point, right?
Definitely. My first rescue I did, I was an 8-year-old girl at the time, and it was a blind and terrified mini pony. And she came from New Jersey, and we drove all the way out there to get her and bring her back. And that was the first time I really clicked with a rescue. And after that, I just knew I had to keep doing it.
So from 11, you started showing horses. Were you a rider as well?
Yes.
Like sport jumping and those things? Or what did you do?
Yes, I did do hunter jumper, and I still do. So
when you rescue a horse, you know, it's, again, not like a dog. We can bring a dog home and bring it in the house. We were just talking about goats. You must have a very supportive family.
Oh, I do. My mom and dad, they're great. And, you know, thankfully, they grew up with horses. My mom is also crazy about rescuing horses, and she's always the one going with me to Oklahoma and picking them up.
Well, Avery, yeah. I don't think a lot of people know just how many horses are slaughtered every year in America, and so there's a lot of horses available for rescue. But back to what Steve said, horses are super expensive to maintain. How are you guys maintaining that and keeping the horses up?
So most of my expenses, they're all out of pocket, and most of them come from, you know, like dog sitting or, you know, rehoming a rescue. The expenses from that and the money we make on rehoming a rescue, that'll go back to the other rescues.
Do you think that your compassion for these horses that are going to be headed to slaughter comes from a place because you've experienced your own challenges, especially with your health as well?
Definitely, definitely. So I have arthritis and Hashimoto's disease, and I like to think, you know, because people haven't thrown me out and given up on me, that why would you give up on a horse that's slightly broken?
What a sweet step.
You can easily rehab them.
Well, that's very sweet. That's very sweet, and that's touching, and that's a wonderful thing. Listen, I salute the fact that you do it. I don't know how many people could, but your dad's a vet, I understand?
Yes, he is. He owns Riverside Animal Clinic in McHenry, Illinois.
And between your dad and your mom and your family, you're doing a great thing.
If anybody wants
to get a hold of you, can they do it on social media or stuff or just ask you more about it? I mean, how do people contact you?
So I have my own Facebook page. I have called Shady Pines Farm and Rescue.
Shady?
And I also...
Sorry, give me that again. Shady Pines Farm and Rescue?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like that. And I also have my own personal Facebook page.
Well, we want to stay in touch with you. We want you to keep us up to date on how you're doing. And, you know, with your own health, certainly, but also with your buddies, all those fine horses you're taking care of.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. Yeah, we just had rescue number 21 and 22 come in the barn at 2 a.m. last night.
Wow. 22 yep. horses.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I'm 19. Yesterday was my 19th birthday, so we went to the sale barn to pick up some horses.
Well, happy birthday to you. You're doing a great thing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being on. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me.